Good afternoon and welcome to today's version of the Market Close Report. Now, it wasn't the best of starts to a new trading week. The Australian share market today snapped four straight days of gains and it finished a touch below a half of 1%. Now, it was a similar story as well with the All Ords. Most of these losses were seen across the board. Sector-wise, we saw most sectors finish in negative territory, but what drove these losses the most were the resource sectors, namely the materials sector and the energy sector. Now, the energy sector fell for the third straight day, but today's losses were driven by oil prices on Friday touching levels that weren't seen in around a year. So that certainly put pressure on companies in that space like Woodside Energy, for example. The materials sector finished lower today. It's its second straight day of losses. But what's driving losses in these two particular sectors is increased jitters of COVID-19 cases in China, as well as political tensions given the emergence of protests. And why that's important is because China is our largest trading partner, and combined the resource sectors take roughly a third of our equity market. So turbulence in those sectors may drive losses across the board. But resource sectors aside, the healthcare sector, that one edged higher today, but that's its eighth straight day of gains. And losses in ANZ, CBA and Westpac drove the financial sector into negative territory today as well. Now, looking over to some of the bigger movers in our market, the Bank of Queensland, that one fell by 5.5% today after it announced the sudden departure of its CEO. Basically, the bank said that it needs different leadership to help grow its company and navigate it through various business and economic cycles. It expects to find a new CEO by around August next year. Calix and Pilbara Minerals were also some of the big movers today. Both of these stocks announced a joint venture. The rationale behind that joint venture is that Pilbara will utilize Calix's patented calcination technology, which will basically help Pilbara's lithium production process by making it more cost-effective and more carbon and waste efficient. Now, both of these stocks finished in negative territory today in what was a broader sell-off in the lithium sector. I mean, lithium stocks were amongst the worst performers today, but Pilbara Minerals was one of the least impacted lithium stocks today as well. Helios, it fell by around 10%. It was the worst performer in the ASX 200 today. Basically announced a trading update before market open. It said that in the first 4 months to October in the current financial year, its revenues have fallen by around 30% and some of its earnings and profits have felt some pressure. That comes after the company noted an industry-wide reduction in COVID-19 and PCR testing. Remember, Helios is one of those companies that actually benefited from elevated levels of testing when COVID was quite prevalent in the community last year. It basically, on an equal note, however, Helios did say that some of its pre-COVID operations are now growing a bit more substantially and that they're progressing a bit more steadily as well. Moving on to currencies now, the Aussie dollar is sitting just a touch below 67 US cents. It could face some volatility this week given the raft of economic data that's scheduled to be handed down. I mean, just today we had retail data released. It basically came lower than expected. It fell for the first time this year. Now, that's something that the Reserve Bank looks at pretty closely when determining the size of rate hikes. But another data point that'll be front in mind for the Reserve Bank this week is inflation data handed down in Australia on Wednesday. So any shocks there could rattle both equity markets and currency markets as well. But following the release of that inflation data is back-to-back releases of economic data over in the United States. So on Wednesday, we've got economic growth. On Thursday, there's a PCE core deflator. That's the Fed's preferred measure of inflation. And then on Friday, we've got the unemployment rate. But on that note, have a good evening and thank you for watching.